Dear people of God, we are gathered here on the 22nd Sunday of the ordinary time. All three readings trying to convince us how to be a good disciple. In the first reading, we have reflected or read that Jeremiah and his struggle to continue to be faithful to the Lord when things do not work out the way he wanted. And in the second reading, St. Paul is inviting all of us that to be a disciple, to be a follower, we must offer our very selves. It is not physical body, but it's the entire physical pattern every day. And in the third reading, the gospel, Jesus is deferring. Last week we heard Jesus was praising Peter, "You are the rock on this which I am going to build the church." Today he is telling, "Get behind me, Satan." What changed? There is a lot to learn for the discipleship from the way Jesus proposes things to Peter and to all the followers. If we really look at all these three readings, really giving us a lot of courage during this difficult time. All of us are going through somehow, something in our life. We may not have got COVID-19, but we have anxiety. We have fear. We have worries. Some of us have lost lives. Some of us lost jobs. Many things are going around us, making us so anxious and worried. Many things we are not going to change. It is not in our power. But yet, we know if we surrender, if we are willing to go near, and I cannot accept what is going on, I cannot understand, I cannot grasp it, but I can still surrender. That is the first step for a disciple. To be a disciple, one must learn to trust. You know, guru and a disciple went on a journey. They were on a ship. And they were traveling, talking about God and their spirituality, so many things. And both were wearing a lot of gold. A disciple also wearing a lot of gold, and the guru also was wearing plenty of gold. So in the evening, they looked at each other, then they removed all their chains and their bracelets and went out and gave to the captain. First the guru went out and told the captain, "I don't trust this guy. So keep these valuables for me." The captain was laughing, because before the guru came, the disciple came and gave the things and told, "I don't trust this guy." The first thing for a disciple is to trust. That is the struggle Jeremiah had in the first reading. He could not trust. When God called Jeremiah, "Come, be a prophet for me," he did not give him an immunity. God did not give him any promise that he would protect him. He would protect him from mockery and from anything. God never gave that promise. But he misunderstood. Jeremiah misunderstood. That's why he's using a very powerful word. He said, "Lord, you seduced me. You seduced me. You persuaded me. And I was persuaded. Oh Lord, you have enticed me. I'm enticed." What do you see here? Are we also saying the same thing? "Lord, I am somehow know, cheated, feel deceived by you. I have been trusting you that you will be able to do things for me. But in the life, I don't see anything is happening. And this is exactly the norm that Jesus is taking us in the gospel. When Peter wanted Jesus to be different, Jesus said, no, this is not God's plan. Most of the times, what we desire and what we dream, what we want in our life, do not happen. God will get it done what God wants in our life. And for which, to continue to be faithful, a disciple needs to make a sacrifice. Please, look at yourself. This whole week, from the last Friday until today, how many sacrifices you yourself made? Not for your family, not for your church, not for your country, for the other. The faceless other. The voiceless other. The marginalized other. What sacrifice have we made? That is what St. Paul is telling, that we must be able to offer our very self as a sacrifice. And that is the liturgy of the day. Most of us can't reach church. The restrictions are still there. But we can celebrate this sacrifice, this living sacrifice, by looking at it with the spectacles of altruism. I'm a priest who was working in Zimbabwe last 24 years. Always I ask, how do we reach out one more family tonight? And really, if you look at it, at the end of the day, when we go for our personal examination of conscience, we will know that we have made little sacrifice for someone who has nothing to do with me, who is not going to repay me, who is not going to appreciate me. And that is what discipleship is all about. It is, I take responsibility for what is going on in my life, and still I consider that I can do something for the other. Because I'm sick, should I not think about the sick people out there? This is what Jesus is asking. The chain of love that Jesus left us on the cross must continue, my dear friends. Must continue. What is that love? I have a small story for you. You know, there was a young girl who was traveling for a long distance in a car. Her car broke down in the middle of the road. It was night. And that place is well known for robbery. She was a bit scared. And she was phoning around. No coverage. Could not reach people. So she started to stop cars. Nobody stopped for her. But there was one lorry driver who looked a little very strong. She was a bit afraid. Afraid of his look. The way he was dressing. She was very hesitant to ask for a favor. But yet that driver noticed her problem and helped her. Helped her to put the car running. So this lady was a very generous lady. She took some money and wanted to give to the driver. The driver said, no, ma'am, thank you very much. Let this love continue. And she was told by the same driver, when you are reaching the nearest town, ask for somebody to look at your car. And she did. While she was giving the car for the repair, she went to a hotel to eat something. There she saw a lady, very poor lady, was working and cleaning. And she thought she must do something for her. She was the one collecting the plates after people eating. So she took $500 notes and put it in a small paper and said, "This money will help you for your pregnancy time." And she said, no, mom, no, continue this love chain." And she went home. That evening the husband came. She told that husband, "You know, we were looking for $500 to go to the doctor. Here is a $500. A lady who had a problem in the car and came to our hotel to eat, she gave me $500. And the husband knew exactly who she was. The very same person who told her to continue this linkage of love. That is what discipleship is all about. And if you really look at it, that we need to be honest with this trust and with following the Lord, offering our very selves a sacrifice. God is not going to ask us how many liturgies we have attended, how many homilies we have heard. No. He is going to ask how many you have met and gave something in my name. Jesus presents us with the two ways. One is a way of life and another is a way of death. If you read Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 tells us, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life, that you and your children may live." Yes, my dear friends, this is an invitation on this 22nd Sunday to be a disciple. The cost of discipleship is nothing but sacrifice. Ask yourself during this Mass, the only sacrifice that happens on the altar for us, where we will be meeting our Lord Jesus, who sacrificed himself, and this sacrifice is matchless, and this sacrifice will never be matched by any human on earth or any God, if there is one. And if you really look at it, we are called to emulate this sacrifice. Saint Francis of Assisi would say, "Love is not loved." May the Lord truly bless you. Amen.